carking care or devouring sorrow. Who can forget in the midst of the hilarious scenes he toward the last sought with greater and greater avidity? Who can forget, I say, the deep abstractions and black holes into which he fell? At such times when the fun rippled and soared from height to height, suddenly, without rhyme, reason, his eyes would turn lackluster, his brows knit, as with clenched hands and face overshot with spasms of mental pain, he wrestled on the edge of the abyss with some unknown danger. He never spoke of his trouble, nor were we indiscreet enough to ask. But it was just as well, for had we, and had he spoken, our help and strength could have availed nothing. When Eben Hale died, whose confidential secretary he was, nay, well-nigh adopted son and full business partner, he no longer came among us. Not, as I now know, that our company was distasteful to him, but because his trouble had so grown that he could not respond to our happiness, nor find surcease with us. Why this should be so, we could not at the time understand. For when Eben Hale's will was probated, the world learned that he was sole heir to his employer's many millions. And it was expressly stipulated that this great inheritance was given to him without qualification, hitch, or hindrance in the exercises thereof. A share of stock, not a penny of cash, was bequeathed to the dead man's relatives. As for his direct family, one astounding clause expressly stated that Wade Atchiller was to dispense to Eben Hale's wife and sons and daughters whatever monies his judgment dictated at whatever times he deemed advisable. Had there been any scandal in the dead man's family, or had his sons been wild or undutiful, then there might have been a glimmering of reason in this unusual action. Eben Hale's domestic happiness had been proverbial in the community. One would have to travel far and wide to discover a cleaner, saner, wholesomer progeny of sons and daughters. While his wife, well, by those who knew her best, she was endearingly termed the mother of Gatti. Needless to state, this inexplicable will was a 9 days' wonder. But the expectant public was disappointed in that no contest was made. It was only the other day that Eben Hale was laid away in his stately marble mausoleum. And now, Wade Atchiller is dead. The news was printed in this morning's paper. I have just received through the mail a letter from him, posted evidently but a short hour before he hurled himself into eternity. This letter, which lies before me, is a narrative in his own handwriting, linking together numerous newspaper clippings and facsimiles of letters. The original correspondence, he has told me, is in the hands of the police. Yes. He has begged me also, as a warning to society, against the most frightful and diabolical danger which threatens its very existence, to make public a terrible series of tragedies. It was of tragedies. To make public the terrible series of tragedies in which he has been innocently concerned. I herewith append the text in full. It was in August 1899, August 1899, just after my return from my summer vacation. But the blow fell. We did not know it at the time. We had not yet learned to school our minds to such awful possibilities. Mr. Hess of tragedies. Mr. Hale opened the letter, read it, tragedy. Tossed it upon my desk with a laugh.
Tragedies.
When I had looked it over, I also laughed, saying some ghastly joke.
Tragedy
in one tragic
good taste.
Some tragedies.
Find here
tragedies.
Tragedies.
Linking together numerous newspaper clippings and facsimile letters.
The original correspondence is
My man dies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Der Guerilla zu führen, eine bewaffnete Macht des Volkes zu führen, parallel zur bewaffneten Macht des Staates entsteht, dass dann die Massen auch in Bewegung kommen und dann eines Tages sagen, wir wollen, dass dieser alte Staat geht und wir haben hier schon unseren neuen Staat im Entstehen gebaut. Und das soll jetzt unser Staat sein, der Staat des Volkes.
Well, I think we all became qualified members after this, what's now historically the first ever action of the RAF, which was the liberation of this most wanted Mr. Bader.
Yeah.